Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachas, daf Tes Vav. Begin on the bottom line of daf Yudal de Mebez, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is where they introduced a Mishnah related to the previous Mishnais, which we were talking about the halachas of Pigel as they relate to Menachas, which is the subject of our parak and our Masechta. Now, one of the cases that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah was regarding the Shteh Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. So in the related discussion, our Mishnah talks about if, let's say, one of the two breads become tamei, or one of the orders of the lechem aponim, one of the orders which are 6 out of the 12 breads, become tamei. So there's machlekes in the Mishnah. Yehuda says, okay, once one of them, half of them become tamei, the whole thing has to be burnt, because, as the Gemara will tell us, he has a tradition from his teachers that is the halacha. Whereas the Chacham said that no, what became tamei is tamei that gets burnt, the tar, which remained tar, is going to be eaten. Now, Rabbi Lazar qualified the machlekes, and he said their whole machlekes is only before the blood is thrown, it became tamei. But if the blood was already thrown, and then one of them became tamei, so then the zrika was valid and permits whatever is supposed to be permitted, which are the breads, the lechem upon them, and the shteh lechem. And the one that became tamei, that's the one that gets burnt, but everyone would agree in that situation that the one that's still tar will be permitted to be eaten. So that's why Gemara continues and asks, fine, so v'lefnei zrika b'may pligi. So Rabbi Loz had said that our machlekes in the Mishnah was regarding if they become, one of them, half of them became tamei before the blood is thrown. There's a machlekes regarding if the remaining one that's tar could it be eaten or not. So on that is the Gemara, what is the fundamental principle that they disagree about? So Amar Papa, he says, "Betzitz meratza al achilis kam miflegi." I mean, there's halacha regarding the laws of tumah when the carbon comes tummy. It's a halacha that the head plate that the kohen gadol would wear, called the tzitz, that provided appeasement. It let it go. It said that it's okay, even though the thing became tummy, that allows it to be sacrificed. However, says Rav Papa, the machlekes in our Mishnah is regarding, do we say the same thing regarding parts of a carbon that are not burnt on the Mizbeach, but rather that are eaten by the Kehanim, as we continue to have of Tezvav Meral. Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan held, Hatzitz Meratza Alachilas. The Tzitz is Meratza, even for things that are eaten by the Kehanim that became Tameh. In other words, to consider that the blood that's thrown for those things as a valid Zrika. So therefore, although something became tamei, which therefore that's not eligible anymore, and therefore the zrika should not be valid, no, although if let's say you got lost, okay, so it's not going to work, but it only became tamei, didn't get lost. And although tamei is not valid, but regarding the tzitz, it's meratz as if it was not tamei, and therefore the zrika is a valid zrika for the entire thing that it's permitting, which in this case are the shteh halechem and all the 12 breads. Now, however, as Rashi points out, although we're saying, according to Rabbanan, the tzitz is going to be meratzit, that's only to make it into bona fide carbon. But the tummy bread is for sure not going to be permitted to be eaten by the kayan, because then he violates a negative prohibition, which it says in Meyukah Zayin, v'abasa sheyigah b'chol tummy lo yoichel, is not allowed to be eaten. But, however, in regards to halachas of the zrika, it's considered a bona fide zrika, even though one of them became tummy. For the halacha, we consider it as if it's not tummy. But Rabbi Yehuda Saver, he held, ein tzitz meratza l'chilas. No, the tzitz, the head plate of the kohen gadol, does not provide appeasement regarding something that's eaten by the kehanim that touched something that was tummy. And therefore, as Rashi explains, according to the way Rav Papa is interpreting the halacha in our Mishnah, it's not considered a zrika at all. So that's why everything has to be burnt, because even the tar one never became permitted. The zrika has to be on shteh halechem. There's only one lechem, but the other one became tummy. And this is not meratzah on the chilas, and therefore it's not a good zrika, and therefore everything has to be burnt. In contrast to Rabbanu, who said it is going to be meratzah, and therefore it is a valid zrika, and therefore the one that's tar will be permitted to be eaten. However, Amalei Rav Huna Barid of Nosan L'Rav Papa. They asked in Rav Papa from the following halacha. But regarding things which are put up on top of the Mizbeach, where according to everyone, that sits meratzah l'oilin. The tzitz for sure provides appeasement for things that are burned on the Mizbeach. If it touched something tamei and became tamei, that for sure over there, there's going to be ritzu tzitz. And yet, so you said that's the machlekes, that it was only regarding oichlin. But let's regarding things that are not oichlin, where everyone agrees ritzu tzitz would apply. Seemingly, you would say that he would hold, that he would say like drabbanan, that, okay, so that which is tamei would be considered like as if it's tahar, and it wouldn't affect negatively the one that's tahar. But yet, Pligi, we still see that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees even in that case, because the time of learning the Braisa, Nitma Echad Min HaBezichim, there's two spoonfuls of frankincense that are sacrificed on the Mizbeach with the Lechem upon them. So they're Min HaOilin, there are things that are burnt on the Mizbeach, where again, according to everyone, there's Ritzu Tzitz. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Shneim Yasa B'tumam, that if let's say one of them became Tameh, Still, you could do both of them in the state of impurity, meaning if he wants to, he could have the tummy spoonful touch the other spoonful that's still tahar. Why? Lefish in carbon sibrachalik. Because we cannot divide, as he says this terminology in the Mishnah, which is going to be the obvious question we can ultimately ask on Rav Papa, that you can't differentiate in a public carbon. And therefore, even if it didn't touch the other one, they're both going to be considered tummy. And that's not a problem, because, and that's why he could have the tummy one touch the tar, because a carbon seber overrides the laws of tummy, as the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Pei. Now, so therefore, the question is, why don't you say in this situation, according to the way Rav Papa interprets the halacha and the Mishnah, that the one that's tar should remain in its tar state, and should not be allowed to become tummy from the other spoonful of the frankincense, because the tzitz is meratz on the island, and therefore it is a bona fide haktar, and therefore you're not allowed to be something that's tar. Now, and that's actually v'chachamim, that's what they say, ha-tummy b'tumasa v'tar b'tarasa, the one that's tummy, you stay tummy, but the one that's tar, you have to retain it in the state of tahara. But according to Rav Papa, that he said, their whole machlekes was regarding if tzitz is meratz on the chilis, but in the case where it's ala eilen, like the bezichin of Levina, for sure the halacha should be, according to where Rav Papa interprets, that should be tar b'tarasa, and yet here he says clearly that we don't divide, and that it's even going to be considered tummy regarding the other spoonful of the frankincense. But another question of Papa is Amar Vashi. He says, Toshima, from the following braisa, Rabbi Huda Omer, who we're discussing from our Mishnah, he says, Afilah shevet echad tamei v'chal ha-shvatim tarin. Even on the 14th of Nisan, if only one out of the 12 tribes is tamei, but all the other tribes are tar, where Rabbi Huda holds that one tribe is considered like a kahila, a kahal, which has certain halachas that when the whole kahila, the Jewish people, are tamei in the 14th of Nisan, although generally when the person is tamei, he has to get pushed off to do it on Pesach Sheni the next month, but in the entirety of the Jewish people, when the kahila is tamei, so then you could do it all on the 14th of Nisan in a state of impurity. But Rabbi Huda holds that even a whole tribe is considered like a kahila, so therefore it's going to override tamei. So therefore he says, Yasu, everyone, all of the Jewish people, could go ahead and do the Pesach on the Pesach Rishon, but tum in a state of impurity. Why? And the Gir says, Lafishein carbon sibra chalik, because a carbon sibra is not divided. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. If already one kehillah is tame, then everyone could do it in a state of impurity. Where, according to the Chacham, the halach would be that no, those who are tar will do the Pesach Rishon, those who are tame, that whole tribe will do Pesach Sheni. But according to Behud, he says, we don't divide. And since that one tribe could do it now, so they all could do it right now in the state of impurity. Here too, the question is, where do you have over here the logic? Well, you said that the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban is regarding, do we say that tzitz is meratz or not? Here, what do you mean? How could there be a Machlekes? There's no Ritzur tzitz on the person. So therefore, why would we have a Machlekes over here regarding the tribe and regards to the rest of the Jewish people? Here, it has nothing to do with anything. Here, it's not regarding, because the tzitz is not meratz. Everyone holds tzitz not meratz on the person that's tummy. So how can we have Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban in this case too? Another question, says the Gemara, Ha'am Ravina, which is the ultimate question. Toshima, we learned in our Mishnah, Nitmas achas menachalas, achas menasadar. And if one out of the two breads of the Shtei Lechem, or one out of the two orders, which are the six breads of the 12 breads of the Lechem upon them, became tummy, so Behudaim, he says, Shneim yaslebes ha'shreva, both of them have to be burnt. And his words are, Lefisha in carbon sibu chalak, because you don't divide by carbon sibu. One became tummy, we consider them all tummy. They disagree. They say, no, the one that's tummy is tummy, that you have to burn. The one that's tar, you could eat. And that, says the Gemara, says Ravina, v'imisa. Now, but if Rav Papa's interpretation is correct, then the word should have been, not that because you're not mechalik. No, you're not mechalik. According to him, the zrika is not a valid zrika, not even on the tar one. Why? Because it sits not meratz on the chilas. Oh, so it's not meratz. So you mean the one that's tummy is tummy? Yeah. So it's like it's lost. Yeah. So if one of them is lost, so the zrika is not going to work even for the tar one because it's not a bona fide zrika. That should be the reason. And because that's what they're disagreeing about. Why does it say because you're not mechalik b'karben zibur? Ella amar b'yichin, rather Rabbi Yechon concludes and he says a different interpretation. It says limud aruchu befiv shel Rabbi Yehuda. It was a prepared and organized teaching in the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda that he received from his teachers. She'in korban tzibur chalak. It's a different halacha, not because the tzitz is not meratz on the one that's tummy, and therefore since it's before the zrika, when the zrika comes, it's not going to be a bona fide zrika. As we prove from all these other halachas, he disagrees even when it has nothing to do with tzitz, and the chacham disagree with him. Rather, it's regarding do we hold to this principle of in korban tzibur chalak, whether there is tzitz or there's not. The halacha halacha is, if one of them is tummy, do we say, okay, so we can't divide, and since one of them is going to be tummy, we're going to say the other one is also tummy, or the opposite, or we're going to say that one's tummy, he could do Pesach Rishon, so do it for all the other ones. That's the teaching of Yehuda had versus the Rabbanan, did not have that tradition, and that's the principle that they disagree about in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of our parak regarding the halachas of pigul as they apply to flour offerings. Says the Mishnah, "Hatayde mefagelas es alechem." The carbon tayde, the Thanksgiving offering, which is a type of a shlamim, with it, there's four different types of breads that he brings. So when there's a machshava of pigul, when he's sacrificing the carbon tayde, it's going to create pigul also in the bread. Whoever's going to eat the bread right now will be chayev karas. But v'alechem ein mefagelas hatayde, but the bread will not go ahead and create pigul in the carbon tayde. As the Mishnah explains, Kate said, how so? Shachar es ha-toyde, if he's doing one of the avoidis of the carbon toyde, which is slaughtering, lechem imen elamachar, to eat from the carbon toyde tomorrow, so hiva lechem ufogal. The toyde could be mefagal the lechem, meaning once there's pigul in the carbon, in the animal part, so then the breads that come together with it are also going to be pigul. But, and lechel min alechem lamachar, but however, let's say if his intention when he's doing the avoidis of the carbon, which is by the dam, which is in the animal, but he's having in mind to eat the breads tomorrow, so halechem mefugel, so the bread's going to be pigel, but v'atoyde en mefugelas, but the animal sacrifice itself is not going to be pigel, and whoever eats from it is not going to be punished with karas. Continues the Mishnah, a similar case. Hakvasim mefaglenes halechem, the two lambs that are brought on shvuas, which with them is the shtei halechem, when there's pigel in the lambs, that creates pigel in the breads, but v'alechem en mefaglenes hakvasim, however, when they have kavana of pigel in the breads, that's not going to create a pigle in the lambs. Ketzat says the Mishnah, how so? Hashechel es hakvasim lechem en lamachar, if someone's slaughtering the lambs to eat the lambs tomorrow, sehim ba'lechem ufogalim. So them and the breads that come with them are going to be pigle. But lechel es alechem lamachar, but if he has a mind to eat the shtei alechem tomorrow, halechem ufogal, so they're going to be pigle. But vakvasim en mefogalim, but the lambs themselves are not going to be pigle. Whoever eats from them is not going to be chayev karas. So he explains the Gemara, my time, what's the reason why the Taida could create pigul in the breads? Ilema Mishum de Rav Kahana, if you think it's because like the teaching of Rav Kahana, Dam Rav Kahana, that he says, Minayin lalachme Taida shenikru Taida. Where do we know that the breads of the Taida are themselves called Taida? They're considered the Thanksgiving offering. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Vayikra. It says, Vihikra val zevach ha-Taida, that you should sacrifice on the animal sacrifice of the Taida, chalois, which it goes on to say the different types of breads. Now, for the fact that really the Pasuk should have said, V'hikrev chalois al zevach ha-toyde, sacrifice breads on the animal sacrifice of the toyde. Instead it says, V'hikrev al zevach ha-toyde, although there's a comma there, but it's read, V'hikrev al zevach ha-toyde chalois. Sounds like that the toyde themselves are chalois. So therefore, when he says, on the condition that he wants to eat the toyde tomorrow, toyde includes the breads themselves. So maybe that's why the lechem becomes pigle too. And that's the Zigmar, but if that's the case, then you say the opposite too. Then when you mefagel in the lechem, which is also called taida, that should create pigle in the animal part too, which is also taida. So Zigmar, no holakash, that's not difficult. Lechem ikri taida. We find that the bread is called taida, but taida, the animal part, lo ikri lechem, is not called bread. So therefore, when you mefagel in the lechem, it's not going to create the pigle part in the animal part. So the Gemara says, fine, that would work for the resh of the Mishnah. But Elohad the Tanya, take the second case in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Hakvasim, the lambs that come on Shavuos, Mefaglenes alechem, if there's pigle in the animal, it could create pigle in the breads that come with it, the Shtei alechem. But Valechem in Mefaglenes hakvasim, but pigle in the breads did not create pigle in the animal sacrifice. So on that, as the Gemara, Lechem Hecha Ashkechan Dikri Krasim. So although you brought a proof by the breads of the Taida that it's called Taida, but where do you find that the Shtei HaLechem are themselves called lambs? Because that's what the carbon is called, Kiv Se'atzeres. You don't find that the breads are called lambs. So the rather says the Gemara, a different interpretation for the Halacha of our Mishnah. I know Tamar, the reason why is because Lechem Glal Taida. The bread comes because of the Taida, meaning the carbon Taida, the animal sacrifice, is the primary. The breads are secondary. Now, the slaughtering, and the way we know that is because the slaughtering of the carbon taida is what sanctifies the breads, as the Gemara says later on, Perek HaTaida, Nafayin Chesem HaBeis, where the Pasuk says, in regards to Al-Chalas Lechem Chometz Yaakov Karbanai, which teaches us that the breads do not become sanctified unless you have Yaakov Karbanai with the slaughtering of the animal sacrifice. So, the breads come because of the taida, but the ain't taida glav the lechem, but the taida doesn't come as secondary to the breads. And so too, Lechem glav the kvasim. The shtei alechem come because of the lambs, because it's the slaughtering of the lambs that sanctify the bread, as the Gemara says later on, Perkat Chelis of Mem Vav Medav. But the lambs are not secondary to the breads, and therefore, what's a tafel becomes part of the ikr, but the ikr doesn't become part of the tafel. So when you have machshava by the toida and by the kvasim, that would create pigle in the breads, but in the breads will not create pigle in the animal sacrifice. Now, says the Gemara, but we needed both cases in our Mishnah, both regarding the breads of the toida and regarding the breads of the kvasim, of Shavuos. Because diash min the toida, we said the halacha regarding the Thanksgiving offering, hasam hu dechim mefagab alechem le mefag le toida. We would say, oh, only over there in the ratio, that's where when you have pigle in the bread, it's not going to be mefag le toida. Mishum de lehuskuku zela zebet nuva, because they have no relationship one with the other, even regarding the elevation process, because the karmen toida is not elevated together with its breads. Aval kvasim, but I would say regarding the seifa, regarding the lambs on Shavuos, where they get lifted up, what's called tenufa with the breads, as the pasuk says in Mikhav Gimel, lift them up, and it says alechem on the breads. The huskuku zela zebet nuva, where they are connected with the each other, at least with the elevation process, those the kvasim with the lechem. So ema, I would say kimefagab alechem lifkeli namikvasim, that maybe when you do pigle in the breads, it is connected, and therefore would create pigle in the lambs. And as Rashi points out, the same thing would be the opposite too. Had we only said the case of the seifa of the lambs, I would have said, maybe only over there, when you have pigle in the lambs, it creates pigle in the breads. Why? Because they're huskuku, one with the other, with tenufa. But regarding the toida, where they have no relationship, you don't do tenufa one with the other, I would say, actually, even when you do pigle in the toida, in the animal paw, would not create pigle by the breads. Therefore, says the Gemara, tzricha, that's why it's necessary to say both cases in our Mishnah. Now, related discussion regarding these two cases of our Mishnah, says the Gemara, Boi Minei Reb Elazar Merav. Reb Elazar asks from Rav the following question. HaShechet Esad Toida, if someone slaughters the Thanksgiving offering, and as he's doing that first of the four Avodas, he has in mind, Lecha Kezais Mimena Umelach Molamachar. He has in mind that he wants to eat a half an olive size part of the animal part tomorrow, and another Chatzi Zayis of the bread tomorrow. Ma, what's the Halacha? So the Gemara explains. If it's going to create pigle in the animal part itself in the toida, that's not a question for me. Why, says Rabbi Elazar, because hashta kule milachma, if regards to the situation when the entire kezayis is from the bread itself, where that's a more severe machshava, because you don't have to come on to combinations, still the Mishnah tells us, loy mafagla, that's not going to create pigle in the toida itself. So regarding a situation where you have to come on to what's called tzirufim, to combinations, to half a zayis from the bread, and half a zayis from the animal, where that's tenuous, because who said that you could even combine them? So mibayu, would you have a question? Of course, in that situation, the question that I'm asking, the toida is not going to become pigle. But says Rabbi Elazar to Rav, Kikam and Bayli, what was my question? Lef guli lechem, would at least the breads become pigle? Do we say, Mimit starfa toida lef guli lechem? Do we say that the bread could combine with the toida itself, half and half, zayis, to go ahead and make pigle in the breads? Or would we say that no, even the breads would not be pigle, because you still have to be combining with the toida, maybe that they don't combine? Yes, if you have on the whole toida, the lechem would be, or the lechem would be. But half and half, maybe they're not going to combine. So Malaysa Rav said to him, Apizu, even in this case that you described, Halecha mefugel v'atoyde ein mefugelis. Just like the halacha of our Mishnah, which we had such a case, when there's pigle in the toida, when there's pigle in the lechem, we hear also, because the lechem is less than the toida, and you combine it with the toida, which is even stronger, so yeah, the breads are going to be pigle, but the toida is not going to be pigle. On that, asked Rabbi Elazar, Vamai, why is that case? Lema kavochema, we should say a kavochema that the bread should not become pigle. Why? Because umaha mefagel, if regarding the carbon toida, which it assists in creating pigle in the bread, because although it's something different than the breads, but its half azayas will combine with the bread's half azayas to create pigle in the breads. And yet still, ein mespagel, as we said, the toida itself does not become pigle. So even something that's strong to create pigle in the bread, it itself, the toida does not become pigle. So habola fagel, so the half a olive size of the bread, which comes to try to create pigle in assisting the half a size of the toida, v'loy pigle, and it does not make the toida into pigle, so it's not so strong. In the dinshalei spagel, isn't a kavochem, for sure it should not become pigle, because it's even weaker than the toida, but the toida does not become pigle, for sure the bread shouldn't become pigle. So on that, ask the Gemara back on Rabbi Elazar, do you say such a kabochemer? But Ratanya, I'll prove to you from a brayso, you don't say such a kabochemer. Because ma'aseh be'echad was instant with a person, as we continue to Amud Beis, Shazara, where he planted from his own seeds, in Karmishal Chaveris mother, in his friend's vineyard, that the grapes had already started ripening. Now, which according to Rashi's interpretation, that was just incidental. And this incident came in front of the sages, which this is a problem because this is called klein bekerem. You're planting some other seed in a vineyard. So they said that the seeds that were planted, they're prohibited, as we'll explain later on the reason. But they permitted the grapes, they're not going to be forbidden as klein, whereas Taisa says the halachic dictum of ein adam eisadabesh and shalai, because a person cannot make someone else's thing forbidden without the person's permission. So him planting some other seeds in the vineyard does not make that person's grapes forbidden. But be that as it may, ask the Gemara, but vamai, why? Asking on Rabbi Elazar's question on Rav, lema kavochemer, who? Why didn't you say it's a kavochemer? What's a kavochemer? Same thing you wanted to ask on Rav. Uma ha'oiser, if regarding the grapes, the grapevines, which they make the zroim forbidden. That's how the zroim that the Chum said is forbidden, because the grapes are making into klein. Eino neser, but they themselves don't become forbidden. Like we said, the gefanim they said are permitted. So regarding the zroim, which they tried to make the gefanim forbidden, v'loyaser, but it doesn't make the grapes forbidden. Eino din shalei sasa, isn't a kavochemer, they shouldn't become forbidden. So therefore, you see, obviously, you don't see such a kavochemer. And that answers the Gemara for Rabbi Elazar. Hachi Hashta, can you compare the cases? Hasam over there in that story, canvas regarding hemp, the leif, which Rashi interprets as a type of legume, type of bean. Asra Taira, that's where the Taira said it's going to be the klein bekerem that is going to be forbidden in the vineyard. Why specifically those types? So there's two interpretations in Rashi. Either because their seeds don't disappear because they have roots, so they stay forever, or because canvas and leif, the Torah says it's forbidden because the pasuk in Devarim Chabbeis says, Le'sizr karmacha klaim, don't plant your vineyard klaim, which it says that the zroim, what's being planted, has to be similar to the kerem. Now, these two types, that they hang as clusters, like grapes hang. So that's why they're the biblical things that are forbidden. Whereas, as we continue, we skip those next three lines, Shar zroim medrabanu dasiri. Other seeds, like in the case we're describing over here, are only rabbinically forbidden, besides the five types of grains. But the case that we're describing here, Shazara, is some other seeds. So it's only rabbinically forbidden. So that says the Gemara, Hai da Avedi Sura, the one who planted the seeds, who did the prohibition where he's planting these rabbinically prohibited seeds in the vineyard. That's who Kansura Banan. So the rabbis, who they're the ones that their violation, their prohibition that's being violated, so the one who did the prohibition, that's who they penalized. But Hai Deloy Avedi Sura, the one who didn't do anything wrong, the owner of the vineyard who against his will was planted over there, Loy Kansura Banan, that's where the rabbis didn't penalize him. That's why the halacha says they didn't penalize the grapevines, but they did penalize the seeds that were planted. Aval Hacha, but in the situation that we're describing, asked Rabbi Elazar, you could still ask, Lema Kavochemer, you should say a Kavochemer, and therefore it is difficult on Rav, because there it's different. There's a reason why they penalize this and not that. But in our case, where you don't have that answer, so we're back to the question, why don't you say a Kavochemer, and therefore that's a difficulty on Rav. Now, that was one version. Vigi Demasinla, those that learned that this conversation between Rabbi Elazar and Rav is actually going akvasim on the next case of the Mishnah regarding the lamps. Same type of discussion. He asked him, if someone slaughters the lambs, lechel kezayis mehenu malachman mahu, where a combined olive of the meat of the carbon itself with its breads to shtel lechem, and he wants to eat it tomorrow, what's the halacha? So he explained his question. He said, "Lefkuli kavasim loikim barley, to create pigle in the lambs." I didn't have a question because hashdu kulim lechem lememefagli. If the whole thing was from the breads, the pigle of eating it tomorrow, it's not going to create pigle in the kivsi atzeres. So mehen malachim bayi. So when you need to come on to a combination of both, do you think that it's going to create pigle in the kvasim? For sure not. Kikim bayli. My whole question was lefkuli lechem. Do we say the breads become pigle? Mimit starfi kvasim lefkuli lelechem. Do we say that the lambs combine with the breads to create pigle in the breads? I loy or not? So Amalei, as in the previous version, said Rav to him, Afpesu here also alechem mefugal vakvasim ein mefugal. The breads become pigle, but the lambs do not become pigle. And here too, and like in the first version, Esra blazav amai. But why? Lema kavochemer. We should say kavochemer, not like what you're saying. And that is even the bread should not become pigle. Because a ma'am, a fagel, ain't a misbagel, if what is creating pigle, the lambs in the bread, but the lambs ain't a misbagel, it itself does not become pigle. Sabol la fagel, a pigle, so regarding the breads, who are attempting to create pigle in the kvasim, but do not make it pigle, in a dinshle isbagel, isn't like kavochem for sure that the bread should not become pigle? And if it should be not like what you're saying, it should be that none of them become pigle. That answers the Gemara back to Rabbi Elazar, Omir mina kavochem kagabim, do we see such a kavochem like you're asking on Rav? But Ratanya learned the Brisa that you don't. Because Maisi be'echad shazor kamer shachaber smadah b'chulu, there was such an incident with someone who planted a vineyard of his friend that had the vine, that the grapes were already starting to ripen, which, as we said, the story came in front of the sages, and they said that the Zroima asr and the Gfanim amutr. But Vamai, according to your question, why is that the case? If regarding the gefanim, that is what makes the zroim forbidden, it itself does not become aser. Sabol lesser b'li aser. So regarding the seeds that are attempting to make the gefanim aser, but doesn't, in the din shalei aser, isn't a kavochemer that it itself should not become aser? And the Gemara's answer is no. Hachi hashta. Can you compare the cases? Hasim over there in that incident, kambus b'leiv aser terum. When you plant and climb forbidden mixture in the kerem, it's only regarding this hemp and this type of bean that the Torah said is forbidden. Other seeds are only rabbinically forbidden. So therefore we can understand why you don't say a kavochem in that situation, because hi David is through a kansur rabban, the one who did the prohibition, the one who planted the seeds, him we penalized on his seeds, because of the rabbinic prohibition. The loy David is through a kansur rabban, the one who didn't do anything wrong, the rabban did not penalize him. But here we still have the question, you should say a kavochem that if the animal sacrifice does not become pigle, for sure the breads should not become pigle. So says the Gemara, man de mastin la toide. We have these two versions. So the one who learns Rav's answering to Rebbe Elazar on the reisha of the Mishnah regarding the toide, kol shekein hakvasim, he would hold for sure that would be the same response regarding the lambs. That for sure he would hold that the kvasim and the breads would combine to make pigle in the breads. But Aman the Masin La Kvasim, the one who learned the second version that held Rav's response was only regarding the seif of the Mishnah of the lambs, because you could say Kvasim hu dehutz ki kula zel lazel letnufa, by the lambs where it does combine with the breads, at least in the procedure of tenufa. So that's where we'd combine, and that's what Rav was saying, with the breads to make the breads become pigle. But regarding the Thanksgiving sacrifice, where it doesn't have any relationship whatsoever with the breads in regards to the avoda, even regarding the elevation process, that loy, the second version would hold that actually there Rav would not tell him that answer, and actually it would be obvious that it would not combine to create pigle in the breads. So that was two versions. However, the Gemara brings a third version, a different type of a question. Rebaba Zuti Bay Lahochi, he learned the question as follows. Baymane Rabbalaz Mirav, which Rabbalaz had asked from Rav, similar to the second version, but a different, totally different question. It's Tomat Kvasim. But a Sheikh Sakevis Lechel Kazais Mechaveri Lamacher. Someone, as he's slaughtering one of the two lambs, he has in mind to eat an olive size of its counterpart, its friend, tomorrow. But he didn't say the other lamb. He said Chaveri. Now, what's the halacha? So what's the question? Chaveri keves mashma v'lo mefagel. When he's saying he's having in mind to eat from its friend, its partner, tomorrow, what does he mean? Obviously, he means the other lamb. And therefore, it's not going to be pigle, as we learned in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that if he slaughters one of the lambs to eat from the other one tomorrow, both are going to be kasher, because you can't have a matar being mefagel the matar, and they're both matir. Oidilmo, or maybe, no. What does he mean when he has in mind chaveri? It means lecha mashma. He means, because what's the chaver of the animal sacrifice? The animal sacrifice has a secondary, has a little partner with it. It's the breads. It's what permits the breads. So he actually means in mind the breads. Umefagale. And therefore, it would create pigle in the breads. Because if you have in mind machshava pigle by the avoida of the animal sacrifice, it's mefagal the breads. Now, Shrita Mekubetz, as Eishchez points out, but still you would have the problem of imefagal mechatzi mater, because it's only one of the lambs, not in both lambs. So that says the Shita, either it's going like Rameir, who says you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, or even like Drabbanan, when it says mefagel, it's not necessarily, it just means that it's going to be pasul, because even the one who holds im mefagel b'chatzi matir holds that it's still going to be pasul. But that was his question. So Amalei, so that Rav responded, he says, Tinesua, we learned this in Mishnah in the next daf, Tazayin Min Aleph. Mishnah says, Shachar ech min ha-kvasim lechem min ha-lamachar, if he slaughters one of the lambs to eat from that lamb tomorrow, so who pigel the chaver kasher? So the one that he had the machshav pigel on becomes pigel, but the other one is still kasher. Lechem mechaver lemachar. Let's say he has in mind to eat from chaveroi, his partner, tomorrow. Shneim kasherim. They're both going to be kasher. But one thing we see, Alma Chaveiroi Keves Mashma, we see that when you have a mind Chaveiroi, it means the other lamb. So that answers our question. That means the other lamb, and therefore it's not going to be Pigel. Says the Gemara, no, Dilma de Parish of Alma Chaveiroi Keves. Maybe when the next Mishnah says Chaveiroi, the Mishnah is just describing it like that. But the person who said explicitly his other lamb. And that's why it was considered the halacha of the other lamb. But in our case, where he doesn't say anything, just says chaveiroi, that doesn't answer the question, what does it mean? Does it mean the other lamb, and therefore it's not going to be pigel? Or maybe it means the bread that comes with it, and therefore it's going to be pigel. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the halacha, the previous Mishnah, regarding the laws of pigel, and specifically regarding something that's secondary to the primary part of the carbon in the laws of pigel. Says the Mishnah, Hazevech mefagel es nesachem, an animal sacrifice could create pigel in the libations that come with it. Meaning, if someone drinks from those nesachem, which is generally wine, says Michaev Karis, because of pigel, when Mishikicha Bekli, when the nesachem were sanctified in the vessel, from that point on is when they don't have any more redemption, and then they're considered sanctified. If they already were Kudish Mekudish Bekli, and then there was pigel in the zvachem, that's when there's going to be mefagel in the nesachem, that's the Divrei Meir. However, hanasachem ain't mefagel mesa zevach, but the libations do not create pigel in the animal sacrifice. As the Mishnah explains, ketzad how so? Hashecher es hazevach lechem imenu lemachar. If someone slaughters a carbon to eat from it tomorrow, so who nasachem mefagel? It and its secondary, which is the libations, both have the halach of pigel, and if one eats from it, one's going to be chayev karas. But let's say laharkam nasachem lemachar. Let's say when he was doing the avodah, he had a mind to consume, to burn the libations tomorrow. Hanasachem mefugal, hazevach in mefugal, then only the nesachem are considered pigel, but the carbon does not have the halach of pigel. Now, expanding on the halach of our Mishnah, the Gemara actually brings that it's a machloikis. Turn about within the Braisa. Nischei behema, like the case of our Mishnah, regarding the libations that come with an animal sacrifice, says the Tanakama, chayav nalei mishum pigel, there's going to be a liability of pigel on the nesachem. Because the blood of the carbon permits the nesachem to be poured, to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's considered something that's called Yeshle Matir, and has permitters that permit it for the altar, and therefore the laws of Pigel apply to it, because anything that has Matir, that has something that permits it, where in this case the blood permits it to be poured, the halachas of Pigel apply to it, as the Gemara in Yuman of Samach Manalfa explains, that's Divrei Meir, like he said in our Mishnah, that the laws of Pigel apply to the nesachem. However, Amalel Remeir, the Chacham said back to Remeir, but Vahaloi Odna maybe Zivcha Hayoim, but how can you say that there's pigel because the dam, that when that's thrown, this permits the nesachem to be thrown, but a person could bring the animal sacrifice today, when the nesachem had yud yomim, and halacha allows, as the Gemara says later on, in Daf Mem Dalem Beis, from the Pasuk of Minchasim and Iskeim, that teaches that even tomorrow, or even 10 days from now, you're allowed to bring the nesachem on its own. So obviously it's not considered as part and parcel of the zevach, of the animal sacrifice, which is what the blood is, because or else you would have to bring it on the same day. So how can you say that it's contingent and being permitted by the blood? It would have to be the same day. Obviously it's not, and therefore the laws of pigel should not apply to Nesachim because it doesn't have matirin. And then Amalehen, he said to them, no, you're right. Afani lo emarte. I also didn't say that if the mefagel in the zevach, that the Nesachim that come 10 days later will be considered pigel, because the blood of the carbon was matured, I only said el b'boin ma'zevach, only if it's brought with the zevach. You're right, if it's brought 10 days later, then that would not apply. On that Amalei, they said to him, but what do you mean? But you could still switch it to another animal, so even if it's brought on the same day, it should still not become pigel, because it's not the animal sacrifice that's permitting it, because you could go ahead and switch it to whichever animal you want it to be, obviously not part and parcel of that animal itself. So that Amarava, so Rava answers for a mayor, says, Ksavir a mayor held, Nalik Rabban, because hukvu b'shchita, when you slaughter this animal, the slaughtering of the animal makes it distinct for this carbon, and from that point on, you're not allowed to switch it anymore. So therefore, it's considered part of that animal, and therefore, if you have pigel in the animal, it's going to create pigel in the nesachem. Kalach me taida, like the breads of the carbon taida, which the slaughtering of the taida is what establishes, as we said previous sugi regarding the taida, it makes the breads as part of the taida when you slaughter the taida, so too he holds, the same thing is, by every carbon regarding its nesachem. Similar type of machleik is Tanabon Linda Brysa. Loig shemen shel metzaira, the loig of oil that was brought regarding the purification process of metzaira, the one who has a neged tzaras, chayav nalav mishum pigel. If let's say they had a machshav of pigel by the slaughtering of the asham, then that also creates that the loig of shemen is considered pigel, and whoever drinks from that oil is going to be chayav karas. Now why? Mishadam asham atir behind this, because the blood of the asham is what permits the oil to be put onto the thumbs and the big toe of the mitzayra, as the pasuk says in Rikya Dal Adama Asham, that as long as you didn't put the blood on to the to the parts of the Mitzara. So you're not put on the Shemen, because it says only the Shemen is on where the blood of the Ashim was put onto him, as the Gemara said in the first paragraph of Hayam and Aleph. So since the blood being put on him is what then permits the oil to be put on him, so the oil has matirin, stuff that permitted to be then to be used. So therefore the laws of pickle apply to it, that's the Rebbe Meir. On that, Amalei Rebbe Meir, they said to Rebbe Meir, but Valei Odom, maybe Hashem Ayyam. How could you say that? A person can bring his Hashem Matzer today, but like you may come at Yod Yomim, and he can bring his leg 10 days later. How can you say that that's what's permitting it? It's totally independent. Amalei, and they said to them, no, Afani Lo Marta, I also didn't say, Ela Bebama Hashem, only if it's coming with the Hashem. On that, Amalei, they said to him, but even if it comes with the Hashem, Efshel Lashanais Lashem Acha, you could switch it to a different Hashem. Obviously, it's not considered intrinsic and integral to the carbon itself to say that's what's permitting the oil, to say that the laws of Pigal apply to it as if Yesh Lematirin. On that, Amarava, he answers, Ksav Rebbe Meir held, no hukvah b'shchita kalach mitayda, it does become part of that carbon at the time of the slaughtering of that Hashem Atzaira. Just like by the breads of the taida, where it becomes part of this taida when you slaughter the taida, and therefore it is considered part of it, and it's not considered independent. Yes, you could switch it up until the shechita, but once the shechita is done, and therefore it becomes part of it, therefore the machshava in the Hashem Mitzayro will create pigel in the leigay shemen of the Mitzayro.